The Country Hour. Keeping you in touch with all the important news, stories and people.
Don Pegler's family has farmed in South Australia's Kongerong district for almost 40 years. So if you were driving from Adelaide going south and east along the coast, if you get about halfway to Melbourne, that's pretty much Don's place. It's also home to one of Australia's most charmed work dogs.
Son-in-law Al was out feeding the dogs where they're tied up and came across this big tiger snake about 5 foot long crawling in between the dogs. So he relocated the snake the usual way, and then while he was about to do that, he let the best female dog that we had off so that she wouldn't get bitten. And by the time he dealt with the snake and then looked over his shoulder, she's making love to another dog we had there, and he had to deal with that and throw a bucket of water over. We realised the next day that she had been bitten by this snake, and we had to take her to the vet, and Al took her in there, and they end up giving her 3 lots of antivenin, and I think it was about $5,000 later, and she finally survived after about 3 weeks, and they said, oh, well, there's no way known anyway that she'll be in pup, and blow me down. A couple of months later, here she is. She's gone and had 5 dog pups, and everybody was happy. Pups were real good, and we're working them now. We've kept a couple, and of course, we've named them all after snakes, so there's Copper and there's Tiger and all that sort of stuff, yeah. I think one of the greatest pleasures I've had in working on the land in all the time I've worked is that the way the farming community and farmers in general are willing to share their knowledge, and everybody works together to try and improve the way that we run our animals, the way our animals perform and the way our paddocks perform, and also the way that we look at the sustainability of agriculture in this country.
The Country Hour, Australia's longest-running radio show, 75 years and still going strong.